It is Monday. We are recovering from the weekend. A very energetically draining weekend is the word, the phrase and the word I'm going to use.
Whew, it was a weekend. It was, you know, for the most part, it was good. And lessons learned.
Lessons, yes.
Lessons learned.
What kind of lessons did you learn, Sarah?
That I do not like online group dating meetups. I don't even know how to describe them.
I think I know how to describe it. So that's our first topic of the day, actually. If you follow us at Damon's Advocate on Instagram, we attended a local singles meetup. Or I guess it's more of a local group meetup for people who are both single or wanting to, you know, get to know other people in the North Dallas area. So we tried it. We didn't know what to expect because we do this show. There are a lot of things that were brought to light that were confirmed by us yesterday. And I'm going to be nice. We promised we weren't going to go ham on anybody.
No,
it was going to be a learning experience, and we were going to discuss what we saw.
I took notes.
My first thoughts were, no, you and I are completely unique in the fact that we realized after a while it felt very high schoolish. And by that, I mean when you go to the lunchroom and you don't know anybody and you set up your own table in said lunchroom, and then nobody wants to sit next to you because you're the new kids.
Yep. That was us. It felt very much like that, sitting alone at a table, just awkwardly, and mind you, we were also, I'm going to defend this group for a little bit. I probably gave off a vibe that was frustrated, but the Cowboys were playing the Browns on screen. And if you don't know, I'm a Cowboys fan. And if you didn't see the game, the Cowboys lost to the Browns. And I was incredibly frustrated. But it wasn't because of the group necessarily. It was, I was very annoyed at my Dallas Cowboys during this time.
And full disclosure, when Sarah watches a Cowboys game, she is completely immersed.
Nothing else exists. Nothing else exists. You can't have a conversation with me. It'll go in one ear, not the other.
Believe me, I've tried. I've tried to have conversations with you during those moments.
It's bad. You're like, I'll wait till this play is over. I apologize. I disappear. I do. If it's on and it's in my line of sight, it's a problem. It's a problem.
Well, the first time I saw this in its full, I'm not even going to say glory, was when we went to go get hot pot and the Cowboys were on. You left the table to go around the bar counter to go watch the Cowboys, and you were jumping up and down like a kid.
Yeah. Yeah, in the middle of a restaurant. We also lost that game, so.
Who's we?
You know what? Don't start with me, sir.
You don't play for the team. Don't say we.
I mentally play for the team, okay? My mental stress goes up and down with this team. You sound like my dad right now, and I don't appreciate it, okay?
Well, we've come to the realization that your dad and me share a few things in common in terms of personality and in dealing with you. So I think that that's pretty spot on. But back to the topic at hand, we went to this group. It was fine. I'm going to say fine. It was a learning experience. So there are two groups that we're a part of. Dallas Wingmen, which is a singles group, and North Dallas Meets and Memes. So it's basically people make memes, then they meet up, they make group plans. So it's an amalgam of groups together. And to be quite honest, I didn't know what to expect. But when we got there, we saw it in all its glory.
Yeah.
So on your notes, Sarah, what's the first thing you noticed?
I'm going to just read you my notes word for word. First of all, my very first note and what I titled my notes is F all of this. F all of this. And then that was the title. And it says, the lack of eye contact was weird.
Yes. We did meet some of the founders of the group and they came over, introduced themselves, shook our hands, but did not make eye contact while shaking our hands.
Which was odd. Yeah, it was uncomfortable.
And I know some people struggle with that. I know a lot of people who aren't really good at maintaining eye contact because of intimidation or nervousness. Because that's what happens when you meet new people. You tend to get a little nervous. Unlike me, after you've had three shots, then everybody's my best friend. But in that moment, that gave you a bit of a vibe.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. It felt a little standoffish. That's typically what that feels like with anyone. If someone won't make eye contact with you, a little standoffish. But it was just weird. That was my first note. The second one, which we have discussed on the show before and confirmed it during this meetup, was voices matter.
Mm-hmm.
Voices matter. The tone of their voice and how they speak absolutely matters. At least to us, it does.
I know I have a distinct accent sometimes, but at the same token, I try to not give off a tone that's going to put people off. Look, as a native New Yorker, I know sometimes I have the forget about it, the what are you talking about? Let me go get some coffee, things
coffee.
Like that.
Coffee.
But when I'm on the air, I tend to be a little bit more professional in my slang and my tone. But it was odd. And perfect person to chime in. Benjamin went to the other meetup group.
Oh, great.
That was going on at Truck Yard. Same vibe, went to different events. So he was at the other event that we were at.
Oh, that's the one we didn't get to go to, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. What else is on your list?
Let's see. I just closed this. Do-do-do. I said the Cowboys suck.
Yes, you mentioned that about three times in your notes from what I remember.
I was really mad. Filters really make a difference.
Oh man. Okay. I got this one. let me get this one because I'm okay with the hate.
Okay.
Men and women. It's both of y'all.
Yeah, both. Both of them.
Both of them. The amount of when you meet people in real life as opposed to online can be rather jarring. Some filters take 10 years off. Take 20 years off. I know Sarah does the angle for those who can't see on the audio podcast. She's doing the tilt, the head tilt, and all that jazz. I'm one of the people, and call me conceited, I don't care. People have said, Damien, you look better in person than you do in your photos.
Yes.
And I take that as a compliment because it's a photo. You really can't tell much. It's a photo. It's a picture. It is a memory gone. But when you meet certain people in real life, and they, I'm gonna be honest here, when the real life don't match the picture, it can be a little jarring.
Yeah.
To say the least.
Mm-hmm.
What are your thoughts on that, Sarah?
Well, I think we've talked about this before. If we haven't on air, you and I have talked about it, about not having, like, if you're doing online dating, which is basically the norm now, unfortunately, don't use filtered photos, men and women. I will say women, definitely, I've asked men in my circle, it's like 80% of women use filters on their dating profile. Does that sound about right?
Yep.
And I will say about, let's say 15% of men do it. And neither should. It's not fair. It's an instant turnoff to me. If I see a guy using a filter on there, it's an instant like lift. That's a red flag to me for whatever reason.
But what kind of filter? Are we talking about to make it, okay, like from Jakarta to New York on Instagram?
Yeah.
Okay.
you just aged us a little bit. No, like like the Snapchat filters, the ones that enhance your eyes a little bit or make your face look slimmer, your lips look bigger, or your nose.
Simper.
They look.
You wanted to say simper, but that's okay.
I I actually hate the way I look on filters. They creep me out because it's not me. I'm sitting here going, it's weird to me. And
you've mentioned it. You've even shown me a filtered photo. You looks as if it's a completely different person.
Yeah, it's creepy. It's creepy. Don't like it. Probably a lot of that comes with me learning to love myself and all my flaws and all that BS that I've been working on the past year and a half. Because I remember a time when I did use Snapchat filters for a little bit. It wasn't when I was dating, but I would use them and put them as my profile picture way back in the day when I did not like who I was. But yeah, I also get an immature vibe from it when like guys will use filters up for their dating profiles.
All right. Well, fellas, she's put you on blast. So sorry. If any of the guys that listen to the show and who know me personally or know both of us, if you want to chime in here, please feel free. I'm looking forward to hearing your thoughts on whether or not you use filters as a man, and B, if a man uses it, is it a problem?
I've actually heard a lot of women say they don't like it as well. Actually, I think in that group, we had a whole chat on it, did we?
So time out. Wait a minute. If women don't like when men use filters, come on, man.
Listen, I'm with you. It's a double standard. It's a problem. I agree.
Come on.
Didn't we have a whole conversation about this on that page? We had it somewhere.
We did.
About filtered photos.
We did.
Yeah.
And recently, I remember it distinctly. Also, there was a, would you prefer your partner either wear no makeup or makeup? Mm. And I was one of the first people that said, listen, I would rather see you without makeup. This way, if I wake up next to you the next morning, I know exactly how bad it is.
Yeah, but like on a first date, you want them to put a little effort in and put some makeup on.
Of course. You don't want them to look like a hobo. No, of course not.
So this is a great question. When's a good time to let them first see your face without makeup?
I never wear makeup, so you can
I know, like, as a woman, when do you think is a good time for your face to be like, oh, this is me without makeup? Because you want them to put the effort in at first.
Okay, but are we talking light makeup, or are we talking you're gonna do an Academy Award stylized makeup session here?
Well, okay, that's a great question, because I barely know how to do makeup, so.
Chris Tranquilo, what's the point of a woman taking hours putting on makeup and then they use a filter?
That makeup's expensive. I went over this with Damien this weekend, how much all this BS cost. Why would you cover up with a filter? That's a great question. It costs too much. Why cover it up? I don't know.
Nope.
People have completely different online presences than they do in person. They can be a completely different person online than they are actually in person.
Oh, okay. So Benjamin clarified. He said, let me clarify. People at the event said the same thing y'all said about the others not making eye contact. Mm-hmm. These newbies like I am had the same concern about the group. Okay, great. So it's okay, not just
us. I felt guilty.
For a while, I thought it was personal.
Yeah, I was like, okay, cool. Yeah. It's just a thing. That's fine. No biggie.
Look, I had clients all the time that would never look me in the eye when I'm directly talking to them, which sometimes culturally people can't look you in the eye because it's offensive, which I had to learn. But if you're in a public setting and you're trying to get to know people, cool. Just saying. Just putting it out there.
Excellent.
So all in all, so maybe the next thing, and Benjamin, I can clarify this with you. Maybe at your next event that you throw or Melissa throws, we can go to that one and then compare the two. Mm-hmm. So, because they did Truck Yard and I feel as if they had fun, so.
Okay, that Truck Yard, I saw pictures, that did look like fun. Mm-hmm. What was I gonna say? But yeah, okay, makeup. When's a good time? I mean,
forgot about that question.
Yeah, well, I mean, half of the people that watch our show have seen me without makeup. Not today, but like most of the time I'm not wearing makeup because we do this on my days off and I'm not putting makeup on. But like, when's a good time when you're dating someone to show
before that first sleepover, man, only because you don't want to wake up and say, oh no, nightmare situation. No.
So then, okay, this has to be set up properly then. So first date, clearly, if this is a good, healthy thing, we're not sleeping on the first date. But that's like a coffee meetup. Mm-hmm. Maybe a second date should be something like an outdoor outing where makeup is a bad idea. So, or you can only use light makeup. And then you can see them with less
makeup. That's fine. Light makeup is cool. Look, I've traditionally been drawn to women who don't wear a lot of makeup. Mm-hmm. You want to call them the plain Janes of the world? That's fine. That's just always been what I've been drawn to. Mm-hmm. I give women credit who go to great lengths to beautify themselves or who make this a career. That,
yeah.
You know, that's art, yeah. Man.
It's
that's artistic.
It is art. I was showing you this weekend how you were like, what are you doing with your face? I'm like, listen, just it's an art.
It oh, because you art. Were putting together some like kabuki style makeup. That's why I didn't know what was happening there.
It takes time. It's a process. It is art. I've learned a lot in the past 4 months, thanks to my best friend, who is like one of the, she's fantastic, can do all this, the female best friend, can do all this fairy stuff, and I'm really bad at makeup, and she's taught me a lot, so I've been practicing, and I've been practicing for Halloween, which I'm thinking is going to be Harley Quinn, because I'm lazy.
Wait a minute, I thought we said
never mind, that's right, we're going to do that. Okay.
Okay, yeah, we have to work on that, but anyway. Yeah. And also, you're getting advice from a five-year-old, last I checked.
Yes, I am also getting advice from my daughter, who is way better than me, and all things girly. All things girly.
This is true. I've seen it firsthand. This is true. Your five-year-old is a girly girl, right down to the mom. How are you wearing that outfit? It looks awesome.
Yes, what are you wearing, Mom? Yeah. Mom, that's cute. No, Mom, what are you doing? She does not like my hair right now. She liked it super pink. Right now, she's like, Mom, this looks kind of gross. I'm like, well, I'm working on getting it out.
It's the meth mom hair. That's what I said.
It's the meth mom hair. It is the meth mom hair. It's not my favorite, but it's all good.
All you need to do is be missing a couple of teeth, and you'll just be chucking it up.
It was a temporary thing just to test out some stuff. I don't know that. Okay, so for our Halloween costume, I need that hair color.
You could just get a wig.
Get a wig? That's probably what I'm going to do. Okay, back on topic.
So, all in all, would you go to another meetup event?
It was very uncomfortable for me. It was very difficult. Partially because it was new to us, which already made it scary, and then sitting alone at a table was kind of awkward. And then
that was fun for me because it was hilarious. Because on what, and this is how I'm going to break it down. Like I said, high school. You had the cool kids up front.
It's high school all over again.
Up front. You had us, the social rejects, it seemed, to be on our own table.
The athletes.
Then you had the athletes to the left of us. Yep. It was high school. And it was hilarious. And I give all the credit in the world for people who want to put these types of events together. It's great. But at the same time, the plastics. Yes, Benjamin, the plastics.
Oh, man.
That's, yeah. What was it? Mean Girls Day the other day. So
October 3rd.
My name's Damien, so it kind of works. But I'm not gay. I'm not gay like the character from the movie. Because all my youth clients used to be like, your name's Damien like the character from Mean Girls. Whatever, man.
The Omen.
what did I hear that yesterday? I think I heard it at Free Play when we were watching. Oh, and I'm going to get to that movie review really fast at the end of the show. Mm-hmm. Watching The Goonies for the first time. I heard someone mention The Omen and someone, named Damien like The Omen. And I said, yeah, that's exactly how I was named after. That's what I was named after.
Except that Damien is spelled with an E and not an A.
Yes, we're well aware. But my mom was in labor, and I don't think she had time to kind of rectify the spelling.
I'll give her grace.
Yeah. You know, pumping out a kid like me, it's not easy. So, okay, Benjamin, I promise you, you make an event, we'll come out. You make an event that's similar to just casually. What I did like about your event, Benjamin, is that I saw name tags. Like, hello, my name is. I think that was great. I mean, that's why I wore my hat yesterday, so I could just easily identify myself to people.
I'm going to put a false name on there. I don't want nobody to know my name.
You're just going to say Girl Friday.
Girl Friday.
Girl Friday. That's all you need to know. So with that being said, if it's a laid back environment that's not, let's say, attuned to dating and it's just chilling, hanging out,
I'm good with that. I want to actually like talk to people and meet people too. I think that's what was hard. I'm super, super people person and I want to talk to people, but when it, when I'm not, don't feel welcomed, I'm not gonna just jump in there kind of thing.
Right. He was pushing for fake mustaches too.
Yeah, I will. You know what?
Oh, I am so down for silliness like that. Yes. Mm-hmm. Bring on the silliness, my friend.
I'm going to be Tapper.
Yes. If anyone's played Tapper, she wants to actually dress up like the Tapper person.
So yeah.
It's hilarious. For You've been spending way too much time at the bar.
I work at the bar, so yes, I do. I spend way too much time there.
No, I'm going to get back on my notes really quick. I just want, again, put the show over really fast. For all those people who are just watching for the first or second time, I am Damian G. This is the Damian's Advocate Show. She's my advocate, Coach Sarah, a.k.a. Girl Friday. And we basically have conversations about dating after divorce, in our cases, or just tomfoolery that we see while people watching.
Yeah.
All a mix of human growth, human development, because we're both life coaches. Mm-hmm. I'm a personal development coach, psychologist by trade. She is a health and wellness coach by trade. And we've combined our powers to find, to form Captain Planet. And this is the show that we got. But with that being said, you can find it at Damian G Show on all your social media platforms, Instagram, YouTube, also Twitch. Right now we're streaming to Twitch, so I want to build up that community. So thank you to the Twitch people for joining in as well. What else is on your notes? Sorry.
Let's see. The Cowboys really suck.
That was the third time you mentioned that.
Okay, this is one, actually, this kind of goes into, well, I'm going to skip that one and come back to it because it'll goes into a different topic. I wrote like, literally, do you know what I mean? Like,
stop
why?
It. I'm going to hurt you. Stop it.
I wrote that down. I'm just reading you my notes.
For those who don't know, Sarah, she has a really good Valley Girl impersonation. I find that has the word like being thrown on it every 5 seconds, and it is disgusting to hear.
It's literally like one of the worst things ever. You know what I mean? Like, totally. I know you know what I mean.
I hate you.
Every time. It's not a show if I don't do it. All right. That was, and that goes into the voices. We've heard that a lot, but that's just, again, we hear that everywhere we go. Everywhere we go. It's just, you know, the Californians invading Texas.
Wait a minute. Don't put that on California. Don't put that on California.
I'm putting it on California.
Our neighbors to the west. Knock
our
that
neighbors.
Off.
Neighbors. Neighbors. They want to break off the U.S. too.
They're going to if the faults keep erupting. They're going to wind up breaking off whether they want to or not. See you later, sayonara. What else?
Gatekeeping is what I wrote down. I don't know.
Which we talked about.
We talked about. And then, are people in this for the orbiters?
Oh, okay. So we have talked about the orbiters before on this show. So for those who don't know, orbiters are the people hanging out in the background while you're either dating someone or you're taking a break from dating, but they want you to know that they're there just in case, so you can break glass in case of horny emergency.
That is the I love you. The break glass in case of horny emergency. I love that.
We all have them. I got them. You got them. A lot of people have them.
Do I?
We just, some of us pretend they're not there. And I think that's part of what you were going off of yesterday. There was a lot of peacocking going on.
Yeah.
A lot of peacocking.
Yep.
And a lot of showing out just to be seen.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's not just, that wasn't just the group. It was everybody in that environment that we were around. Everybody in that backyard, everyone at that restaurant seemed as if they wanted to be seen.
Mm. Yeah.
No, sorry. I don't do it for the gram and I'm not doing it. I'm not faking the funk for anybody.
You don't want to work those Instagram angles, pop that hip up, make your butt look bigger.
Look, man, I got a high enough butt. I don't need to pop the butt any higher for that much. Maybe I'll just do a thirst trap and just show some shoulders or something like that. You know, some slow teasing for the audience out there.
You know, oh my goodness, thirst traps. You know me.
I do have traps.
Yes, But do you know how many men thirst traps there are on TikTok?
I don't so download many. TikTok, so I don't know. You might want to wipe the drool off your face just in
case. Okay. yeah, the orbiters, and then the last one, which kind of goes into another topic we were going to discuss. I said Sarah, I was talking in third person, definitely has a thing for men that are more rough around the edges.
Where'd that come from?
Don't remember. I think I saw one guy and I was like, hey, and I was like, what? That, no, that's a red flag. I'm pretty sure that's a red flag.
Was
what
it at the athlete's table?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I got a type, okay? I got a type. I'm aware.
No judgments. I just knew it was from the athlete's table.
Yes. So part of what we were going to discuss was the, why do you think we are attracted to these red flags? That knowing,
because red flags a lot of the time are hot. It's that simple.
That simple. So it's like that Barney scale. Like,
yes, the crazy hot scale.
The crazy hot scale.
No. The key is you can't be crazier than you are hot. The problem with that is that there's a lot of people, men and women, that think they're hot, but in reality they're really just crazy. They think they're a 9 on the hotness scale, mm-hmm. when they're really a 4.
Oh.
But they have the crazy of a 7.
Okay. So is the scale the same for men?
I just said it. I incorporated everybody.
Everybody? I didn't know because I know that scale for women. I didn't know if it was the same for men.
From what the research you and I have done, mm-hmm. I saw that there's a money hotness scale. I remember when I was doing early research for the show.
That's interesting.
There is apparently a monetary crazy hot scale for women analyzing men. So I found that to be incredibly right. But that, okay. I think that's when, okay. when you really boil things down, we go after these red flags because we're drawn to them. For instance, if we're going off of Donovan's checklist, I am drawn to women with tats. I don't know why. I like women with tats. Yeah. It's badass. They look like rock stars. I'm good with it. But to Donovan, that's a red flag. But that's for me, that is a potential red flag that people would be drawn to.
I still don't understand that red flag, but sure, yeah.
That's because you check off most of his list.
I do now too.
The pink hair, yes. Okay, so you know what? I can tell you where my red flag issues came from. Watching Scott Pilgrim versus the goddamn world movie theaters and seeing Ramona Flowers change her hair color 17 times in this movie. And then you got Audrey Plaza's character who's cussing up a storm like a typical Puerto Rican woman. There's the red flags right there. They're all red flags. And yet, come here, girl.
Oh my goodness. My goodness.
Go back and watch Scott Pilgrim. Mary Elizabeth Winstead.
You know, I've
color at least 4 times.
I've never seen it.
Oh, that's a shame. Maybe Chris Delp can put that on the agenda of things we can watch at Free Play. I think that's why we do it, because immediately that's what we're drawn to. We're physical creatures. We don't say, again, look at the brains on that one. I've never said, hey, look at the brains on that one when first meeting somebody, because I can't see your brain.
Yeah.
But you know what I can base it off of? Your voice. Your diction. Because remember, kids, Damon had that one really bad date where she had a double master's and she was a PhD candidate. And the first words out of her mouth when seeing me in person was, what up, my N-word? So that just tells you enough right there.
Oh, man.
Brains is not quite too better sometimes.
Brains are important. I wish you could see people's brains. Make a difference.
Yeah, but some of them, never mind. I was going to say some of them have cancerous tumors on them. I don't think I want to see that. That might gross me out. I want to vomit.
I wish there was just more you could physically see how smart someone is, but you can't. First is attraction. Then you get to know them and you either run or go with it.
And people think they can change the bad boy or bad girl also. They can tame the wild beast. Yeah, no. You can't do it. Stop trying.
No.
Stop trying.
No one can do that. The only person that can tame the beast is the beast himself.
Damn right.
You know what? That's going on a t-shirt.
The only one that can tame the beast is the beast themselves. I like that.
It's my tagline now.
That's a good tagline.
It's true though. You can't control anyone or change anyone. You really can't. The person that can change themselves is only themselves. They have to make the decision that they actually want to make an effort to change. And
absolutely right.
That's on them. That's on them.
We've talked about it ad nauseum on the show where we talk about growth comes from within. You can't do it for anybody else. Do it for yourself. Just when I had my little rant on Saturday, stop trying to change people into your version of themselves.
Yep.
They have to be them. If you don't like it, then walk. There's a door. Don't let it hit you on the way out. No harm, no foul.
I agree.
So after all this, after we do these meetup groups, we talk to people, we talk about going on dates with people, and then we are left to say, we don't want to do this. We get frustrated. You and I literally reconvene after some of these conversations we have with other people, and we say, why the hell are we going to date? What's the point?
I don't want to.
Which then leads us into the conversation of the going their own way movement. Now, for those who don't know, there is a movement called the Going Their Own Way movement. Predominantly men, but there are some women, so formerly known as MGTOW, currently known as MGTOW. And then I've called it GTOW for women or girls that want to go their own way. It's basically swearing off dating, doing your purpose for the rest of your life. And if you want casual fun to fill that urge, you either self-handle it,
Miss Michigan,
whatever, the mitten, or you go get professional help, wink wink, nod nod, massage nudge nudge, and Fruit Loops and all that. But
yeah, so
we have studied this a little bit, and I want your perspective, because I brought this up to Chris Topher and he equates it one way. I want to get your feedback. What do you think when I say the word or the phrase going your own way?
There's two things I associate with it, and it's just because we've done the research with it. I understand the purpose of the movement is forget dating. I feel it. Forget dating. Just focus on you. Just work on you and your purpose and go after it. You don't need anyone, which I'm on board with. I also associate it with a lot of women hating. And the reason is most of these men that do this have been extremely hurt by really crappy women. And they talk a lot about how much they hate women. It is fueled by hate rather than purpose for most of them. Not all. I like the thought behind it. I like the
thought.
Yes. I like that it's like, yeah, focus on your purpose, go after your dreams, make a difference. Don't worry about anyone else but yourself. I like that aspect. It's the hate I struggle with.
Okay, so let me kind of give my two cents on it, because you're right. There is a lot, it seems as if there is a lot of women hating in the going their own way movement. And Dio and I, in previous shows, my old co-host Dio, of Damien and Dio, we have talked about the red pill rage, and when you take enough pills, the side effects will poison you eventually. And I don't agree with the women hating aspect of it, or I think what it is for me personally, it is the manipulative psychological game between men and women that I can't stand.
Oh, I'm with you on that.
That's the part. I think for me, as who I am at my core, that is one of the reasons I can't stand the thought of even trying to go on a date, because we grew up transitioning between the boy girl next door to the internet age. It seemed as if it happened in a blink of an eye.
Yeah.
Where you're supposed to date someone from your own hometown or your school or someone close by. And then we got introduced to online dating and the swipe culture. And with the swipe culture comes a lot of choice, or at least the illusion of choice.
Yeah.
which a lot of people don't really take into consideration, because people think they have a shot with people that they come across on the internet, i.e. DMing porn stars, you would know who that is, thinking you have a shot to get with them. And then when you get rejected because you never really had a shot, because they don't want you, they want the upper 20% of men or women, you get butt hurt and you want to go your own way and pout and yell and scream that all men or women are trash. No, going back to our last point, it's the people you're going after and you're attracting that may or may not just be good for you because you're trying to chase something else. The 80-20 rule. You could be getting 80% of everything you want in a current dating situation or even in your own existence, but you get that extra 20 from someone else that you're not getting, you're going to gravitate to it because it's so foreign to your current standing. So it's the illusion of choice.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I am not on board with this online dating. I was asked this last night. How is the swiping going? It sucks. It doesn't exist half the time. I give up on dating 3 times a week minimum.
At least.
It's just the games. I'm with you with the games. I understand up giving up on the games. So here's my, because you asked me this today, if I was part of whatever.
Girl Town,
yeah. Women going their own way. I had to think about it. Because my opinion is I would much rather, I do want to be in a relationship. I do want to have a teammate that I can build. Like, I want our purposes to align and to go and build a life together. I want that. Am I going to settle for less? Like, am I going to change my goals and my plans for another person just to have someone alongside me? No. Mm-hmm. No. I know. Am I going to diminish and turn down my light for my partner? No. I'm not going to do that. So I'm more to the point where if things are going to happen, they need to happen organically. Yes. And it just has to work, otherwise it's not worth it to me. So no, I'm not quite women going my own way, going their own way, because I do want a relationship. Mm-hmm. But it has to be right. I'd rather be single than settle.
Perfect way to describe that. Mm-hmm. I'd rather be single than settle. And I talked to someone last night, actually. They actually found me on Instagram and they wanted to strike up a conversation about my views on dating. And because this person has struggled with finding a decent human, because they told me every time they meet someone, the person that they're having dinner with or going on walks with, all they want to do is brag and show off and puff out their assets, you know, sort to speak. And they date both genders. That's why I can make this assertion that she was just fed up with it all.
Yeah.
And she asked me, so what would you do? I said, you date yourself. Mm-hmm. You date yourself. And if someone comes along and you find yourself interested in that person, as I like to say, if you find them more interesting than hanging out with yourself 4 days a week, then you might want to dive into that a little bit deeper.
Yeah.
Because I'm different. I've told you this, Sarah. Like, there's days where I'm just like, look, I don't even want to talk to you.
Yeah.
I don't even want to see you. I don't want to talk to you. And you're my best friend. Mm-hmm. So imagine me meeting someone where I want to spend more than 1 day every 2 weeks with them. Blasphemy, I say. Blasphemy.
I don't. Hi, kitty. I don't see. I've not come across that person for you yet. So.
I didn't know you were actively looking for me, but I appreciate that.
I don't know that I am.
Oh, that's actually a good point, because one of my friends back home told me she wanted to hook me up one of her homegirls, and I immediately said, nope, I'm good. No, thank you. I'm good. Before I even knew what the girl looked like, I said, I'm not interested.
Yeah.
And then I went to go see what the girl looked like. Glad I said no.
Oh man, I don't know. This dating world. Listen, you know, getting set up by friends is like the worst.
Oh, hell yeah.
I don't know that I've heard, I'm sure there are some out there, a successful relationship that, oh yeah, our friends hooked us up. Like, yeah, it was a thing. My best friend just knows me the best, and so she found the man for me. I don't know that I've ever,
So what, at what part of that, let's say a friend's trying to hook you up, at what part of that is they're trying to get you someone they think you'd be good with versus what you actually want? Because want and right for you are two different things.
Yes. Usually, unfortunately, you know, that's a good question. I don't know. I think it depends on the friend, because some friends will give you what you want. Doesn't mean it's good for you. Some friends will give you what they believe you need. Doesn't mean it's what you want.
Or good for you.
Or good for you. Yeah, even that.
Because for instance, I don't think Chris would ever hook me up with a woman who is a train wreck. Because I've asked him about certain women and he'd say, nope.
Good.
Nope.
Good.
Not even, to quote Donovan, not even for a pump and dump.
Gross. See, I appreciate Chris. Appreciate him. He's probably in the same boat as me, where I'm like, nope, not worth it, man. Not worth it. Not good enough. Nope.
Yeah. No, of course. And that's family, that's friends. That's kind of how it works. But all in all, guys, for me, that was kind of the ups and downs of this past weekend, just realizing that, yes, in order to meet people, you got to get out there. We tried. Admittedly, I had to drag Sarah because she did not want to go, but I had to drag her with me.
Yes.
And at the very least, I said, hey, at least we have talking points for people when we do the shows this week, and we have things to converse about. So at the very least, we got that. And also, you know, shout out to Benjamin because he had a really good event. And I prefer quality over quantity. So
we'll
if a lot
again.
Of people are saying they had fun at his event, I'd go. Why not?
We'll try again.
And for the record, I am not MGTOW. I am not MGTOW. I am I am Crimson Capsule aware.
Crimson Capsule. Ooh.
That's the best way I can phrase that.
So more than capsule red.
Aware.
Then more than red.
Yes, because I'm actually willing to go on dates with people. Hmm. It's just specific types of people.
Yeah.
Not everybody, because you know I'm not desperate.
Yeah. Good. Shouldn't be.
What's on your mind before we get out of here? Because I know you got to go soon.
Yeah, I actually do have more on my mind. We've done a lot this weekend. It was an exhausting weekend. I'm disappointed in so many people this weekend.
Why?
Yeah, because I am disappointed in humans that... Okay, we talk about this a lot. The trading up. Hypergamy.
Ooh, hypergamy!
Hypergamy. And guys, when you are in a relationship with someone else... Why are you still looking? If you're still looking, let that person out of your relationship. Can I say that? Can I please say that? That's not fair to your significant other. Yeah, I said it. I don't care. I don't know why I sounded so country there. I said it. Don't drag people along. You know how painful that is? That's painful. Don't.
You know what they're doing, right?
Hmm.
Setting themselves up for the next branch swing.
Stop it. We are evolved humans. You're not effing monkeys.
I mean, some of us act like monkeys.
Yeah, I know. I am aware of it. And be better. You're not fucking monkeys. You're not monkeys. Stop fucking like monkeys, okay?
Your mom's side is coming, by the way. Your mom's side is coming out.
Probably. I've been with my kids all day. As someone who has been in relationships where infidelity is prevalent, it hurts. And it hurts when you're giving your all to a relationship. And no matter what, there's always something better. Always something better. And you get drug along and you try and work through it and it doesn't work. It hurts. So when I see other people doing this, I struggle seeing it. Because I know they're dragging another human being along that may or may not deserve it. Don't drag people along. Don't branch swing. Learn to be okay being single just for a little bit.
But that's the thing. Most people can't be alone. They don't have the stones to be alone.
they can be alone, they choose not to, and they choose not to learn to be alone.
But that's what I mean. They don't have the stones to be alone.
Well, grow some. God.
Well, women can't grow stones. Well, my stones, anyway.
Women can. Women grow some stronger ovaries. It's the same thing.
Oh, speaking of ovaries real quick. So we used to have a segment on one of my old shows called Damien Doesn't Know, where my friends would educate me on certain things that I had no idea about, because I'm five sometimes, I don't really know everything, because I don't. So Sarah made a really good point the other day about the ovaries that I did not really take into consideration. And then when she said it, I got uncomfortable. And then the light bulb went on, and that I got what you meant. But Sarah, if you want to bring that up with the audience really quick, what was the epiphany that I had?
That the men's genitals is the same thing as the female's. The female is just inverted and inside. Because
meaning
the testicles are the ovaries. They're the same thing. Just when in birth, in the birth canal, at some point your DNA says female or male. So do we go outward or do we go inward?
So it's like a belly button.
Sure.
Innie versus outie.
Innie versus, basically, that's all this is. Belly buttons, just with more nerve endings.
So as she was telling me this, y'all, I picture in my head the diagram of the women's reproductive organs that we saw in science class. And then I thought, oh, if you flip it,
yeah,
there, and if you flip it down, oh yeah, like Kool-Aid, oh yeah.
Yep, that was a big epiphany upon Damien, and he was very uncomfortable, and it made me chuckle quite a bit.
And I'm still uncomfortable, to be quite honest, but.
Did you want to do the review of the greatest movie of all time?
Okay, yeah. So that ends the relationship talk part of the Damien G at Damien's Advocate show. Now we're going to segue really quick into Damien G's movie reviews. Because the last two times I have seen 80s cult classic movies, I have been sorely disappointed. Sorely disappointed. Number one, a couple weeks back, we saw Tron over at Free Play Fort Worth, and a lot of people like Tron, the original Tron, and I gotta tell you, I wish I would have had an edible to watch that movie, because I feel as if
that would have been wild.
I can't, man. I couldn't with that movie. It was so boring. I fell asleep at one point. Mind you, I was watching it at a breezy rooftop in Fort Worth, so if I could fall asleep outdoors, that tells you enough right there. But last night I saw a movie that I had never seen, but all my friends have said it's one of the greatest movies of all time.
It is.
It is not.
It is.
And that movie is The Goonies. And that The Goonies is the garbage.
No.
Because that was so full of 80s cheese.
Yes. It was so
And not
great.
Good cheese.
Great
not
cheese.
Not good cheese.
Cheddar cheese.
Bad, stinky, processed, fake ingredients. It burns in the microwave cheese.
Extra sharp cheddar cheese.
Okay, first off, can we talk about the fact that the damsel in distress character kissed both brothers, the younger brother and the older brother, in the span of 20 minutes, just like in Tron, where the main female character kisses both male protagonists in the span of 20 seconds?
Apparently that's a thing to do in the 80s. Just kiss
pass girls around?
Kiss multiple men within minutes of each other. I don't know.
I feel like that's a porn movie waiting to happen, but that's beside the point. The rest of this movie was horrible. The acting was horrible. All these people who said Corey Feldman was a great young actor, all he is a smart ass. He wasn't really being an actor, he was just being a smart ass. Sean Astin, Rudy, I know he was in the Hobbit movies. He was Frodo's homeboy. No, him as the male lead, and then the Asian stereotyping.
Data's my favorite.
Data.
Data.
The Asian inventor.
He's He is the
who
greatest.
Talked in third person, who yes. said he made booty traps, not booby traps, booty traps.
I respect him. That's what I said, booty traps. I love him.
By the way, shout out to Benjamin Martinez, first time listener and viewer. Glad I tuned in today. Y'all are dope. Thank you so much, my friend. We appreciate that. But that movie was garbage.
No, it's not.
Flaming garbage.
Hey, you guys.
What was that guy's name? Oh, what? Who was the chunky kid that they were fat shaming? Chunk?
Chunk.
What's his name, Chunk? Yeah, the fat shaming kid. They fat shamed this kid the entire movie. But what annoyed me wasn't even the fact that he was chunky. What annoyed me was the fact that his voice sounds like he needs to get thrown down a few flights of stairs, and he's a snitch.
Yeah, but yeah, the snitch bothered
snitch.
You.
Snitch.
The snitch bothered you. If he had gone down a few flights of stairs, he would have ended up looking like Sloth. That's what happened to Sloth.
I'm just looking at the camera for those who are listening to the podcast. I got nothing.
Sloth is the greatest.
No.
Mama, you've been bad. I love this movie. It's great.
Sarah, back in the 80s, movies like that were not marketed to people like me.
It wasn't marketed to people like me either, because I was born in the 90s.
Yeah, but y'all, that's when it became a cult classic for people in the 90s.
Oh, it's such a dumb, great movie. It's one of my favorites.
I would rather eat a whole square of an edible and trip balls in my sleep after a night of heavy drinking then watch that movie ever again.
Oh, listen, I love that movie. You said there was a character that reminded you of me?
I'd have to answer it off here. I don't recall off the top of my head.
No, oh, okay, that's fine. There's only two female characters in there.
Weren't the hater. I don't know if you'd be the hater, because that girl was
a
hater.
I was a mix between the two girls, because at one point you were like, oh, you're a lot like Andy. And then you're like, oh, no, you're not like Andy.
But yeah, the fake Velma. Fake Velma, as I called her, because she's like, I lost my glasses. I can't see without my glasses.
And that's not, she cracked me up. Oh, man, that movie. It's one of my favorites.
Never again.
You know what made it special, too, is we had the map that I have. The Wanted poster. It made me so happy. And I have pins, my Goonie pins. I love them. They made me so happy.
I will never, ever, ever watch that movie again.
Okay, well, I have to suffer through a movie with you, right?
Yes, I'm going to make you watch the original Transformers animated movie.
Cool.
Because it's better than the Goonies.
Nothing's better than the Goonies.
Ask Mike B. He knows.
Who's Mike B?
Exactly. Michael Beltran knows what's up with Optimus Prime being the hero's hero.
Oh,
bonk,
man.
This whole Sean Astin being a hero thing. Get your Rudy ass out of here. Stop that.
But, you know, he was so nice to One-Eyed Willie. He did not take all his gold. And he saved the entire Goondocks.
Is that what they called it? The Goondocks?
Yes. And that's why they're the Goonies. They're the Goondock Saints.
That's an overrated movie too. Boondock Saints is overrated.
Topher
had me watch that a couple years ago. It's not that good. But I digress. I'm never watching this movie ever again.
Oh.
I like that I was there for my friends and my peeps. But other than that, horrible movie, 80s cheese, never again.
So, you just watched me laugh the entire time.
Because I'm making fun of you like this is not funny.
It's so funny.
The racial stereotyping, the Italian stereotyping of the Italian family from New York.
A great movie.
What was it, Slippery Shoes, when he was already walking on a wet log? What?
That was
logic.
Oil. It was oil. Oil.
It was already a wet log.
Yeah, but you add oil to the mix, it makes it worse. It's science.
Idiots.
Data science.
Data science.